When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Labor Day Monday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, early break. Bill Bush out. He's back tomorrow. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And Steve Schindler is off today for Labor Day. Back to work tomorrow.
Now, most people are off, but not all people.
We are working.
Yeah, not all people are off, obviously. McDonald's was cranking at 5:30 this morning. The quick shop.
The mill is open, by the way, here.
The mill's open. You know, there's a lot of people that work. The hospitals, the policemen. It's not like everybody's off. And we're not off. We're bringing you football talk today.
We have some text before we get on with more football talk.
Please.
People who are working.
I want to hear from them.
Justin says, living in Panama City, Panama. No Labor Day holiday here. Thanks for keeping my routine normal today, gentlemen.
Now, I wonder what he's doing in Panama City.
I don't know. Rob says this, I appreciate you guys being on this morning as usual. I'm working and you make my day better. GBR, that's from Rob.
God bless you.
Patrick says, thanks for doing the show today on Labor Day. You're welcome, Patrick.
There's different ways to define Labor Day. Here's one from the U.S. Department of Labor. Labor Day is an annual celebration of the social and economic achievements of American workers. The social and economic achievements of American workers. We are achieving socially and economically today. Wouldn't you say?
We are.
Yes.
We're here. Question for you, Sip. I know the answer here.
We are achieving. What?
This is from John. He says, will there be a press conference today because it's the holiday?
There is a press conference. I don't know what time. I'm all out to find out what time I need to be ready to roll. I'll be writing today. I wrote yesterday. I have a column for tomorrow. I will have to supply coverage of the press conference today. Rule will talk to the media today. Matt Rule. It's just Matt Rule today.
And we played some Matt Rule audio already from after the game against UTEP. Yeah. So we'll hear from him again.
Yes.
We also played some Raiola audio.
Right.
From Saturday.
Right. Very great. I mean, it was a great day, I thought, for Nebraska because of the promise that the team showed. And I would say especially the quarterback. And I'm not going to leave out, there's Abraham Lincoln, I'll be damned.
I wish I had turned the camera to it. I missed out. That was amazing.
Tell me he didn't look like Abraham Lincoln.
Like a modern day Lincoln walk without the top hat. Everything else was there, though. He's in a tracksuit.
He's alive.
He was in a tracksuit.
All that death was a hoax.
He's still living with us.
He's wearing a green and,
green white, and white tracksuit.
Tracksuit. God bless him.
Wish I turned the camera that way.
The man that walked by the ticket just now looked startlingly like Abe Lincoln.
Maybe his offspring, who knows?
Anyway, then I would say, again, I know it's annoying you what I'm doing here. I keep going to this conversation with Gary Barnett, who's the radio play. He's the radio analyst for the Buffs play-by-play. I love Gary. I've known him for years. And he's great, and he's smart, and he approaches his job like he's still a coach. So he's great to talk to. And he was really, really, he said during the game, during the Nebraska-UTEP game, Mark Johnson, the play-by-play guy, texted him and said, well, what do you think of Nebraska? And he said, what I think is, I mean, Raiola's good, but he's getting really good protection. Yes. You alluded to something earlier that Gary said. He goes, there's times he's getting down to his fourth progression. And that's protection. I mean, he's allowed to get down to his fourth progression. And Dylan will go through him. And man, Dylan is really good on the check down. I mean, he's finds his check down guys really well.
You don't take the shot every play.
Right. He made a lot of good decisions. But you know what? The offensive line, allowed him to make a lot of good decisions. And they were, it was obviously a very good run blocking day. Nebraska averaged 4.4 yards on first down. Are they always going to be able to do that? Probably not. But if you can, boy, you're in business.
I would say, though, again, on the old line, I was, again, I'm watching the whole field as much as I could, but I thought the interior guys were damn good.
You nailed
Ben
it, Jake.
Scott, Justin Evans, and Mazuka. They kicked ass.
Oh, they got some guys.
It was just a butt kicking by those guys, three specifically.
Yeah, Ben Scott is an NFL center. He is. Mazuka is a pain in the rear for whoever's in front of him. Evans is the same. They're good.
Some interior guys there. Some strength there.
But you know what? Who graded the best, again, as he did all last year pretty much, was Ben Hart.
And he was fine. Yeah, he was good too.
Yeah.
I'm saying interior, though, I was very impressed with those guys.
Yeah, and Corcoran held up well. I thought Corcoran, I would watch when Westmoreland, now it wasn't always just Westmoreland right over Corcoran. It wasn't anything like that. Maurice Westmoreland is
number zero.
Yeah, the pass rusher for UTEP. It wasn't like he was lined up over Turner all the time, but there were times he was, and I'd watch it. Turner held up well. He looks determined. And God dang it, I'll tell you what, Jake, if you're Donovan Raiola and you're that offensive line and you know what you have in Dillon, you have a quarterback that could play anywhere in the country. They could probably
Georgia wanted him. Ohio State wanted him.
Yeah.
Yes.
They could probably start anywhere in the country almost anywhere. And if he was at Ohio State right now,
he's starting.
I'd take him over Will Howard.
Yes. Yeah. Start him.
Based on what I saw the other day, based on what I saw in the spring game, he's real. Now, if you're the offensive line, aren't you thinking, look what we have here?
Let's protect him.
We got to protect this dude.
Yep.
Look what we have at wideout.
Yeah.
We got to allow him to get the ball to these guys because these guys are real. Nayor, Banks, I'd include Bonner in that discussion. Ja'Cory Barney, the big horse, Carter Nelson. Get him time and let him get the ball to those guys. And by the way, hearing from some breakers on my personal text line, get Dowdell involved.
So
keep him going.
A fumble.
Yeah.
Forgive him. If he does it again, then it's punishment. But he was good. That guy's a bruiser. I was told by my intel that you didn't take seriously.
I did not take
that
it.
The last week and a half he was kicking butt at practice.
Right. And then
taken over.
And then we were told that he was going to be the starter. He wasn't technically the
starter.
Ramir
Johnson got the first carry. Then he had the rest of the carries that drive went to Dowdell.
Right. It was Ramir and Dowdell were clearly the top two.
Correct. But so, Emmett Johnson had good carries, and so did Gabe Irvin. Two touchdowns for Gabe Irvin in this game.
Yeah. They have, I keep saying it, it's a good running back room. But Dowdell looked the best out of all of them.
I agree.
And
just look good.
Yeah, he really
breaks tackles.
Yeah, he's a problem. Think about that, though. And again, going back to my good friend Gary,
Gary Barnett,
he said this is not a clash of cultures. I don't know if he was told. He kept saying that to me. This is not a clash of cultures. It's not just Colorado that has all the players from the portal. He said if you look at Nebraska, look at the receivers they have, then Dowdell too. Nayor comes from Texas. Banks comes from Wake Forest. Dowdell comes from Oregon. Jake, if it were me and Dowdell comes back in practice this week and shows no problems fumbling-wise, if it's me, and this is just based on what we saw, okay, in one game, but that's informative because it's a game. I mean, you judge games more than anything. You start Dowdell. So you have transfer portal guys starting at running back and two receiver spots. I mean, it is what it
that's
is.
That's today's day and age, though. That's a lot of places.
No, 100%.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah, 100%.
My question I have for you guys, 402-464-5685. Call or text, as always.
What are your questions?
We are now officially on to Colorado Week. You've mentioned Gary Barnett several times today. You've talked to him.
It's really annoying.
In case you didn't know.
It's really annoying.
So the question I have is, how do you feel about this game compared to prior to week one? 464-5685. You saw Colorado beat North Dakota State 31-26 on Thursday. You saw Nebraska beat UTEP 40-7 on Saturday. How much, if anything, did your mindset change, USIP, the fans, regarding how this game should go this upcoming Saturday in Lincoln?
There's a couple things that come to mind. One is Colorado got a bigger test and learned more about itself. You just have to be real. Colorado learned more about itself on Thursday night than Nebraska learned on Saturday. That's true. Some of what Colorado learned is not great for Colorado. And one of those things is they needed to get better in the trenches, both sides of the line. And I don't know if you can, if you're a Colorado fan and you size it up objectively, I don't know if you can say, yeah, we're better based on what you saw against North Dakota State. North Dakota State was able to run on them.
Yep.
Colorado wasn't able to run. They ran for 59 yards. Averaged two point something per carry.
I think it was like 2.2.
Yeah.
Very low twos.
Yeah. Colorado needed to get better on the offensive line and in the trenches on defense.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you walk out of that game, if you're sizing it up objectively as a Colorado fan, you can't say that they're better. You can think that they're better, but you can't base it on what you saw against North Dakota State. So Nebraska has, I'd say, a sizable advantage in the trenches, which, you know, that's, I don't want to say that should be enough. Because it's Colorado and they have maybe the best receiving corps in the country.
Horn and Hunter are dudes. They're both dudes.
LeJonte Wester's a dude. They're deep. They have guys you don't even, that didn't even materialize in that game on Thursday night. They are three deep at receiver. You can say they're the best receiving corps in the country, and Shadur is a legit first rounder.
Nebraska's defensive line needs to make him uncomfortable throughout the game. Last year, they sacked him 8 times.
And was it 8 or 7?
It was 8. They had 8 sacks.
Okay.
8 sacks.
Did they get? I think one was on another guy.
Okay, well, they had 8 sacks in the game.
Yeah.
But Shadur was getting hit.
7 times, yeah.
The score was lopsided, but it wasn't until late when Nebraska kind of lost their will. They had too many turnovers, and the dam broke. It was a tight game late third quarter.
You're 100% right. They have to play. I don't even look at the sack number. Now, 7's a big number. But I look at just you have to have consistent pressure. Now, some people are going to look at the UTEP game and say, Nebraska only had one sack. Well, they got it out so quick.
They did.
UTEP got the ball out so quick that, Jake, you know football probably a little better than I do. I don't even look at sack numbers sometimes that closely because of what we saw on Saturday. You couldn't sack UTEP's quarterback because they just got the ball.
Right. Block clear. Yeah.
I just look at pressure. I look at pressure, and they put pressure on him. Nebraska put pressure on him.
I have asked.
God dang, Ty Robinson's a beast.
Oh, boy. Yeah, there's, what, 3 or 4 times Nebraska just got through unblocked and just pummeled the bat. Now, there was 3 times that, I forget who it was, but, like, you know, it was a QB keep, and they just blew up the running back. We didn't get the ball. They just right away, boom!
Well,
dead.
The safety.
But then there was 2 plays in a row where They sacked the quarterback, and then they ran him again, and he got pummeled back-to-back plays. Like, why would you do that, UTEP? You're trying to kill this man.
Robinson, based on what I saw, looks to be moving to another level. And he's a monster. He's incredibly big now. So back to the Colorado discussion. Nebraska will be better in the trenches. And the thing is, it's not such a tilted discussion towards Colorado in the skill position talk anymore. Nebraska's better at running back, and I would say a lot better at running back than Colorado. I watch Colorado.
And they don't have a
They start a guy named Offerdahl, who's a walk-on, and then they bring in Dallin Hayden, who's a transfer from Ohio State, who was pretty good but didn't get much done against North Dakota State.
Edwards, who left there, would have been the starter there. He was the best of what they would have had right now.
Yeah.
He's at K-State now.
Offerdahl is a little walk-on. He's a little guy.
Doesn't scare you.
No, he's probably, I'm going to say, 5'10", 185. I mean, he shouldn't hurt you bad.
I asked the Breakers how they feel about this game now compared to before week 1. John Des Moines chimes in.
Yes.
He says, I felt confident Nebraska would beat Colorado before the season. Now I am sure of it.
I'm not sure of it because I can't. I don't want to say I'm sure of it. That's not giving Shador, Sanders, and those receivers enough respect.
Well,
go ahead.
We got a phone call. Oh. Someone who might have a thought. Okay. For the first time in a long time.
Oh God, we've got Chris
at the Baldwin Shop. Chris, good morning. How do you feel about Nebraska, Colorado compared to before the season, Chris?
Well, good morning to you guys, Steve, Jake. Good talking to you again. And actually, I'm at home watching you guys on TV. So,
thank you, Chris. It's good to hear your voice.
Beautiful to hear your voice.
Well, it's always good to talk to you guys, and we're listening every morning. And Jake, you know, this is a game we should win. This is a game we should win. I look at the schedule. I heard what Jim Rose had to say. I agree with him in a way. You know, the 2016 schedule to start out with was pretty easy. This one here, you know, there are some teams that are going to be tough. But I've said this before. We started 13 seniors Saturday. So really, you guys. And especially along the lines, we have a pretty veteran team here, exception at quarterback. And our quarterback is, you know, he proved Saturday he's going to be a good one. You know, we're ready. We're ready to step up now and win some of these games that we're supposed to win, and maybe win a few that we're not supposed to win. Colorado, to me, Steve, I agree with what you said. I don't know if there's much improvement for last year. Their offensive line is still pretty suspect. They can throw it around. Horn and Travis Hunter, hey, you know, they're going to be a load. There's no doubt about that. But, with our defense – up front, you know, and the veterans on it. We can run the ball and kind of keep the ball away from their offense.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is a game we should win. And to me, there's only two games really on the schedule that are, you know, there'll be an uphill battle, and that's at Ohio State and at USC. I was pleasantly surprised being a Big Ten fan now and kind of strange for USC, but I didn't think USC would win that game last night. But hey, guys, listen, I'll be disappointed if we don't win 8 or 9 games this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, this is a veteran team, the exception of quarterbacks. So, but I had to. My wife and I had fun Saturday, and it worked out perfect, Jake, in that West Club seating. As soon as the game started, we were in the shade.
Yeah, I'm jealous. So, I never got in that shade. So, well done, so, Chris.
Hey, now listen, you guys. I'm going to throw back at those officials, Steve, that you overheard. It was kind of different having Nebraska on our sideline there after years of seeing the opponents on our sideline. But, you know, most of us in the West balcony there, West Stadium, kind of miss, we're going to miss watching the opponents. Hey, what? Especially watching that circus on the Colorado sideline. I kind of wish they had flopped sidelines for this game so I could watch that Dion and all what goes on that sideline this Saturday. But hey, it'll be a fun night Saturday. It's going to be pretty wild. But hey, guys, it's a game that I think we should win this. So hey, Steve, Jake, great talking to you, and we're all listening up here at Baldwin.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate your phone call. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, I wonder if Baldwin's got the day off. Yeah, it is great hearing from Chris. And Jake, I'm not going to give a prediction. It's only Monday. But I'll be surprised if Nebraska doesn't win the game. I mean, they're the better team.
And then just envision this town at about 10 p.m. Saturday. The bars will be exploding. I'll be at the bars, of course, after that for the win.
Our friend, Michael Sevier, termed this the Mount St. Helens game because of the buildup and the explosion that could ensue.
That's a great description.
Yeah. The Mount St. Helens game because of the buildup and then the eruption that could ensue if Nebraska does what it should do. does what it should do. They're a better team. I've watched them both. I watched every snap of Colorado's game against North Dakota State. I obviously watched every snap Saturday. Nebraska's better. They're a better team.
Yeah, they are. Now, Nebraska in these previous Mount St. Helens games has not fared well.
No, they didn't fare well last year. That's the thing. That's Colorado fan can come right back at you and say, hey, 36-14, how'd that feel? Now, here's what I'd say. The crowd is going to be huge in this game. It's going to be gigantic. We saw why last night. Now, it's not like those teams, LSU and USC, didn't move the ball late, but there were times when it was really hard for those quarterbacks to operate because of the crowd noise. If you're a Nebraska fan, you can absolutely impact this game. There's a true freshman left tackle at Colorado. If they can't hear, they're not running the ball. I mean, they're not going to just turn around and off and beat you.
No.
They got to throw.
They have to throw. You know that.
You can affect this game. You can affect this game, and I have a hunch that's going to be a big factor for Nebraska.
Well, we'll see. Before we get to break, the words you don't want to hear in IT or headset problems tip for the game is this. I've been hacked! You don't want to be hacked. Won't happen with Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties of this glorious, beautiful state.
They manage
IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Get a free consultation today for your business. Please call them 866-358-0109 or appliedconnective.com. It's free. It costs you nothing for a consultation so you don't get hacked. Those are bad things to have. Yeah. Don't get hacked. Call Applied Connective today, please. Please. When we come back, Scott Frost is back.
Oh, my God.
Where is he going in the coaching profession? We'll tell you where next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.